We'll need two more people, John, two more board members before we have a quorum.
Right.
So one more now after Chuck.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Good seeing you.
Tom, nice seeing you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, well, now we have JP joining us and Shara, so we do have a quorum, John.
Okay. And Shara joining, okay. The Board of Directors and Employees of Navigator Schools are meeting via Zoom. They are this meeting is taking place pursuant to Executive Orders N-25-20 and N-29-20. Members of the public who are attending online who wish to comment during the board meeting, we use the online raise hand tool in Zoom when the chair elicits public comments. Members of the public planning to attend by phone are requested to confirm their intent via the telephone number that had been supplied in the agenda or via email. Individual comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If an interpreter is needed, comments will be translated into English, and the time limit shall be 6 minutes. At its discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set new time limits for individual comments. The board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting if the participant unreasonably disrupts the meeting. Requests for disability-related modifications have been made according to the agenda. This, information I just cited has been published in the agenda in Spanish and is available for review. Sean, would you record attendance and any guests, please?
I'm not aware of any guests.
Okay.
Alfred Morcane?
Present.
Chuck Daggs?
Present.
Claire Grissom?
Present.
Ian Connell?
Present.
JP Anderson?
Present.
Jaime Quiroga?
Present.
John Flaherty?
Present.
Shara Hegde?
Present.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Victor's out of the country, he said, traveling.
So everyone is here except for Victor.
Thanks, Sean. A quorum being present, I'll call the meeting to order and ask if there are any public comments on non-agenda items. Sean, do we have any?
There are no public comments.
Thank you, Sean. Moving to item D, the board chair's opening remarks. I have no introductory remarks except to point out that I hope everyone's looked at the agenda and sees that we'll have a closed session later on. Moving to item E, approving minutes from the previous meeting. Members will vote on approval of minutes from the board meeting on October 25th, 2022, which had been in the attached to the agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the October 25 minutes, please?
So moved.
I'm on motion to approve.
Thank you, Chuck. Do I hear a second?
Second, Shara.
Thank you, Shara. Any discussion, amendments to the minutes? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. Sean, would you call the roll, please?
Alfred Morcane?
Yay.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Yes.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson? Mm-hmm. I'll come back. Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
The motion is approved.
Thank you. The motion's approved. Minutes are approved. We'll move to section two, topical items. Resolution renewing the authorization to continual virtual meetings. I had a conversation with the CEO and the general counsel today, in which the general counsel conveyed the fact that we are able to have meetings in which people can attend at a particular location and other people can attend via Zoom under the auspices of the existing AB 361 and the existing and the consequence of the executive orders that came from AB 361. So what I'd like to do is each of us sort of take into account that starting in January, under the current statutory environment, that I will, I know that Kevin and the general counsel have volunteered that when possible, we'll meet at Gilroy for now, Gilroy Prep. If others are able to make it to that, it would be great to see you. And if not, you can participate in a Zoom meeting without the requirement of having posting your address ahead of time on the agenda. That would be required under law if AB 361 and the executive orders were not in place, but they are, so you can simply join by Zoom. So I'd encourage the board, if possible, board members to come to the location and we can enjoy the each other's company in person. But if you feel more comfortable or logistics require you to call in via Zoom, please feel free to do that. So that will start in 2023, which seems to be just around the corner. Any questions? Hearing none, I will move to the resolution that is on approving the board resolution 2307. Which continues to recognize a state of emergency and reauthorizing teleconference meetings pursuant to AB 361, which would allow us to follow the format that I just described. Do I hear a motion to approve the resolution?
This is JP, so moved.
Thank you, JP. Do I hear a second?
This is Claire, I'll second.
Thank you, Claire. Do I have any additional comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Sean, would you call the vote for approval of board resolution 2023-07, please?
Alfred Morricane?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Greg Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Ima Kuroga?
Aye.
Tom Flaherty?
Aye.
Shar Hegde?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you, Sean. Moving to section two, item B, the extension of the independent audit. And I'll turn this over to Amy Ortiz. And if she gets pulled off Kevin for purposes of addressing the pipe emergency at Gilroy Prep, would you please be willing to take over? Amy, you have the floor.
Thank you, John. Hopefully all of you saw the letter from the auditor. We found out about this on the 9th, and so I'm really glad we were having this board meeting so soon after. Our auditor said that it would be ready much before March 31st, but when they request an extension, they always request it for the March 31st date. So I'm expecting it more like middle of January to end of January. And so I'm open for questions if needed. This came to the board, I think, 2 months ago or so, just as a heads up. This is a possibility and it may happen. And so now it is happening.
So, John, can I ask a question on this?
Absolutely, please.
So, Amy, can you just explain or just help me to understand? So, what's the implication of this? So, this is they're requesting an extension is it automatically accepted, or is there a possibility it's not accepted? And then what are the ramifications of that if our CPA firm is unable to produce our audit?
I think if it's not accepted by our authorizers, then the auditors are going to have to work extra super hard to make sure that they get it done by the December 15th date. Okay. And so that's my plan. And we're talking to Lily. Kevin and I are talking to her tomorrow to like let her know that we can send it to our auditors. But if they say, no, we don't accept this, then they're going to have to figure out how to get it done in time.
Okay. That's helpful. So if I play it back, my understanding is they're likely, the CPA firm is likely requesting extensions across many clients. Some will not be able to get extended, but they're just trying to balance workload on that.
That's how I am perceiving it when I speak with them, yes.
And one other question, and then I'll stop talking. Is there any negative ramifications if they do accept it, that goes in our record in some way that we are unable to produce our audit in a timely manner, so that like in charter renewals or anything like that, is that like taken into account?
I'm not 100% sure. And Kevin, I don't know if you know more about this, but because I feel like even though it's, we did it the last 2 years because of COVID, we're still dealing with the COVID funding. I feel like there's going to be more than just a handful that are getting extended. And so having said that, I think that helps with the ramifications of it. It's not like we're standing out in a crowd. But again, we'll know more after we talk with her in person, in person tomorrow.
But you're saying
I'll just add a couple of things. I'm sorry, John, were you going to?
No, go.
Chuck. Oh. Go ahead, Chuck.
So, we did provide the warning letter basically in our August 30th packet that the auditors were anticipating some challenges with the schedule. For Hayward Collegiate, we don't believe that Alameda County is going to require us to have the Navigator audit right now. We have, because it's effective June 30th. And so the Alameda County will be getting the audit for Hayward Collegiate that is done by a different firm. And then we have great relationships with Gilroy and Hollister when it comes to these things. So the state might be the trickiest one, but we are going to hopefully get their approval as well in the next week or so for the extension.
And tomorrow in our conversations with the auditor, we are going to push to meet the December 15th deadline and see if she concedes and agrees that can happen.
Good. Chuck?
You've answered my question.
Okay. What I'm taking from this, Amy, is that one way or the other, our audit will not be late. It'll either be at the end of sometime prior to March, probably mid-January, or December 15th, if for some reason or other our officials didn't. Ian, I get your point and would be concerned about that. Missing an audit in the government is a very serious thing. But I think the COVID rationale extends for this one more year, and then I think we'd have to look at it maybe differently next year if it was to come up. Do I hear a motion to approve the extension?
So move.
Thank you, Chuck. I'll second it. Any further discussion? Sean, would you call the roll to extend the audit? To approve extending the audit.
Alfred Morricane?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Moving on to section 2, item C, I covered that in the earlier one. So we'll We'll move past that and consider it addressed. And we'll move to section three, the closed session. The closed session is entered so that we can discuss with the legal counsel, and the board can be briefed and discussed on anticipated litigation under a government code statute. It's one case, and we will thereby move to enter into closed session. Do I hear a motion to enter into closed session?
Ian, so moved.
Thanks, Ian. Second. JP, seconds. Sean, would you call the roll to move into closed session?
Alfred Morricane?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Craig Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Ima Kuroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you. Sean, would you arrange for the council to be moved into a closed session?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Amy, and thanks for helping out on the broken pipe.
Guadalupe, you could sign out now. The board's going into a closed session. And since there's nobody who needs translation. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The chair reports that no action was taken by the board during special session. Is that closed session? Sorry, closed session. And we'll move to the section four adjournment. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
JP, so moved.
Thank you, JP. Do I hear a second?
I may second.
Thank you, Jaime. We will adjourn. We'll take the roll. Sean, would you take the roll?
Alfred Morricane?
Present.
Can we have an aye or a yay?
Aye.
Great, thank you. Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Ima Kuroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
The motion to adjourn is approved.
Thank you, Sean. And we will adjourn with the gratitude of having Alfred back from his hard work in El Paso, helping our fellow citizens down there in their time of emergency. And a huge thank you to Shara for all her work in terms of this past election and working for her folks. Although some of her folks were not winners, it doesn't lessen the amount of work and the commitment of time and effort she made. So thank you, Sharon.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And then we will, the motion's adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.